Greetings, all my lovely people. I am Nikki. I had to re-record my segment because the first time it didn't go through. But I am 23. I am a single parent of three. The reason why I made this podcast is because I would like to let everybody know sort of what I've gone through in my life. I actually am a single parent. How I grew up was in a very rough household. Basically, my mother was a drug dealer. She studied roots. She sold prostitutes. Our household was the trap house, if you would like to know. Yes, it was, niece. And we had to basically adapt to our circumstances. Did we want to? No. I got pregnant at 15. I had my son at 16. Dropped out of high school, Beach High School down here in Savannah, when I was 16 years old, so I can go and work two jobs. I had already had my aunt co-sign for an apartment for me and my son. So I was on a ball. I was on a ball rolling. But the main reason of why I had to get out so early on my own at 16 years old is because my mother deals a lot with depression and bipolar disorder. So around the time in 2010, once I had my son, August 2010, I basically had to move out because my mother put me out in the cold in September of 2010, and I had to leave, and I had to find a way. You know, I had a baby daddy who wasn't about nothing. I was with him for 7 years, took care of him for 7 years, you know, and I'm no longer with him. I have a few more stories to tell you guys about that, but if you stay tuned, you know, you can always hear about my life. I plan to tell you guys all about my life because I don't got time to sit down and write no book. I don't. So I would rather just podcast it all and let you guys know what's going on. But basically, I got my first apartment at 16, worked two jobs. Would get off one job, go to another. And I had to learn the hard way, you know. I went through living in rooming houses, being homeless. I've gone to the extent of being betrayed by family, friends, spouses. You know, I've been cheated on. I've dumped for people who haven't cared enough to tell me thank you. But I think it's all about, you know, God showing us so many things in this life. For us to be stronger, for us to be more positive, and to love one another, you know. So I really want y'all to stay tuned in for a lot more stories that I have to give you guys. You know, I had to basically, after I dropped out, you know, God placed me to be on Bull Street one particular day, and I ended up getting into a program called Paxson. It's no longer down here because there was a Caucasian woman who was sleeping with a student. So, you know, that's the tea. Yeah. So, she was sleeping with a student, so it's no longer down here. I did promote their program to a lot of people who ended up getting their GED. So, I'm very thankful for that. Anything that is positive where I can, you know, encourage somebody else to accomplish something, I will. You know, I don't hold back, you know, support or, you know, achievement, and I want other people to succeed as well. That's what it's about, instead of being a bucket of crabs. But moral of the story, they paid me $250 to pass my GED. I passed on the first try. I was discouraged because I didn't know if I was going to pass, but it's all about believing in yourself and having faith. Child, I went in and pleaded the blood of Jesus on that paper 5 times, honey, and I passed. It's all about, you know, having faith, believing that God is going to allow you to manifest. So after I got my GED, I was 17 at the time. I finished in May. My birthday wasn't until June 14th, so I finished that. And then after I finished, at 18 years old, I ended up going to my graduation, which I was 18 at the time, so it was the next year after. I was 18, big and pregnant up, walked past Savannah Tech stage, honey. Yes, I did. I did that. And no, my mother didn't come. She wanted to pay me $20 instead of coming. But I really wanted to share that moment with her, but I still love her. But my life was hard, y'all. It was really, really, really hard. Like, I had to learn how to sell drugs at the age of 12. You know, I had to learn what nicks and dimes were. You know, my mother had to teach me the game. You know, I used to watch her cook, you know, cook up this stuff and everything. So it taught me not to live my life like that. You know, I saw prostitutes bring her money and, you know, things of that sort just so they can have a place to stay or, you know, just to make sure that they can get their next quick fix. You know, so it was a lot of things that I'm not proud of, you know, how I grew up, but it's my story. You know, so I ended up getting my GED, walked past that stage being pregnant up, honey. I completed my associate's degree September of 2015. And this year, 2018, I am supposed to be passing my bachelor's degree. Yes, honey. I have been on a roll. It has not been easy, y'all. I have been feeling as if I want to give up sometimes. But I feel like if I tell my story and I let people know what I've done, what I've accomplished, I know that it's going to be amazing. Like, I'm going to touch so many people when I do get up there with everybody else. Whatever God has planned for me, I do want to change a lot of lives. I want a lot of people to be, you know, fierce in what they believe in. And I just want you guys to know me, though. I want you guys to know me. I'm a genuine, loving, generous person. You know, I don't wish bad luck on anybody. People that have betrayed me and wronged me, I pray for them. You know, I pray for myself. I pray for others. You know, and it's good to be that way, because if you're not that way, you always end up hindering blessings that's supposed to come to you. And by hindering those blessings, you can't get blessed, you know. You can't get blessed by, you know, allowing yourself to be stuck. You can't be stuck. You can't allow yourself to be stuck. So I want a lot of you to understand, like, never, ever, ever let life get you down. Never let your circumstances tell you that you can't. Never let your surroundings think that that is where you're supposed to be. When we're stuck in bondage, we're thinking that we're supposed to be doing this and doing that. But no, sis. No, niece. We're supposed to make sure that we're doing what's supposed to be done. You know, so I want all of you to understand that. You know, it's bigger. Life is bigger than what we go through. It's what God has destined for us that's most important. And God is great. He's great. Regardless of what I've been through, what I've experienced, I love every minute of it. Because I could go and tell people my story. I could tell them my circumstances. I could tell them what I've been through. And people are inspired. It's about inspiring people, okay, honey? It's not about if somebody's going to judge you for what you've been through. It's not about what Sarah going to think or what Billy Bob said after you told your testimony. It's about what God has in store for you. It's not about nobody else. So I want y'all to keep that in mind. Okay, so next, you know, for me to leave my 7-year relationship, it was very abusive. It was very abusive. It was very emotionally and physically abusive. And I remember praying to God back in 2015, praying to God and asking him, you know, if, you know, the guy wasn't for me, to allow me to be moved. And he moved me. He moved me in a better and bigger position. The way he ended up moving me was by basically giving me a defects case. I've been through defects multiple times on several occasions because of my mother, you know, having drug issues, as far as selling and prostitution, her not wanting to give up the drug life. So we had to go through defects cases and things of that sort. So I felt the pain as a mother having her children taken away. It's the biggest pain that I think I've ever dealt with. And I got my kids back in a week. The reason I got my kids back in a week is because God. I stayed in my house for 7 days. I didn't want to see anybody, didn't want to talk. I acknowledged God the entire time. I prayed to him. I made a prayer wall. And it was so funny, you guys, because as I was crying one particular night, I remember it as if it was yesterday. As I was crying one particular night, I remember that God sent a message down to me, and he stated to me, this is what you asked of me. You asked me to remove this individual. And I began to smile and begin to laugh because I understood where he was coming from. I knew right then and there that, yes, I did ask for that. I didn't know how God was going to come, but he came. And I want you all to understand that God is real. He moves things out of your life that are not needed. And, you know, sometimes we'll try to hold on to things that we don't need. Let it go, sis. Let it go, niece. Let it go, nephew. Because we can't stay in bondage. We got to let it go. If we let it go, we'll be better off, okay? But moral of it all, defect, you know, the judge felt as if it was a few flaws in the case. I wasn't present when my son was beaten by his father. I was actually on a tutorial route around 7 or so and didn't get home until around 9. So it was a big deal. You know, God came in and he intervened in my situation. So I want all of you to understand that, you know, when you trust God and have faith, anything is possible. But the defects lady had about 8 police cars come and pick my children up. They had taken my son. They unenrolled my oldest son out of school. They came and brought 8-9 police to pick up my youngest baby. And they took him from me. Had him way in Augusta as if I was a bad parent. They tried to slaughter my name as a bad parent. But God spoke. You know, he spoke for me. He spoke for me. Nobody could tell me that I was a bad parent because God spoke for me. He sent my babies home in 7 days. And usually nobody goes home that early. I'm from experience, me knowing that nobody goes home that early. So I want you all to believe and trust in God. I'm going to have another segment coming around 5 or 6 or so later on this afternoon to finish this segment, y'all, because I have to go back to work. But I love y'all. I want to tell y'all some more about me. So I hope y'all really enjoy this podcast and continue to follow me. And I really hope to have my listeners listening in when I get done. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Love you.